We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back to another season. Season two. Stick Talk. We talk FIFA, we talk sports, we talk and we talk and we talk and then we talk some more. And Messi scored his first goal for PSG. What a day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Stick Talk. Man, it's going to be an unbelievable season. More guests, more talking, more talking, right? Just talking.
I mean, that's what you do on podcasts, usually, right? Just talk, right?
You just talk. But not only that, man, season two
is about... Give opinions, and they're probably sometimes right, most of the time right, other times wrong. You know what I mean? This usually season, my opinions are right, yours are wrong, but keep on going.
This season we'll do no free, Jay. This season we'll have epic guests on. And this season will be a great season, man. FIFA 22 is out. Not out. It's going to be out in a couple days, depending on when you listen to this. October 1st is the official release date. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Early access people have been able to really try the game and understand the game. We have a lot of discussing to do because is it a good game? Is it a bad game? Should you waste your money on the game? Should you throw it in the bin and not even think about it and go play something else? We have a lot to talk about. Also, we have some awesome sponsors for Stick Talk, which is a great thing for us. Big ups to IP Vanish, who is one of them in today. And we're going to talk a lot about them because I personally use them. They come in clutch for me, especially when I'm at the beach house or my girl's house, like we like to call it. And it's going to be a good day. We have another one as well. Mint Mobile. We're going to talk about them soon too as well. But first, I got to introduce myself. My name is Luis Machado, also known as AA9 Skills. This is my brother, Jay. What's up, dude?
How you doing, man? Also known as Jay Toons. What's good? How you guys doing? Yeah, hopefully you guys have been good. Man, I've been waiting to do this. I'm not gonna lie. It's been months. I've been getting it all the time. When is it gonna happen? I'm like, I don't know, but it should happen. We need to do it, and now we're doing it.
Yeah, we were gonna start season two off with the Nepenthes, you know, as a guest. If you don't know who he is, he's this YouTube guy with a beard, dyes his hair a bunch of different colors. He's pretty much like the ninja of FIFA because he just dyes his hair 1,000 colors. He was gonna be on, but there'll be dope guests. There will be unbelievable guests. But hey, before we jump into it, I want to talk to Messi Go and for everybody listening. This here, I like to keep stuff kind of, you know, where no matter when, if you listen to this in July, it'll still make sense to you, or in January. So Messi scored his first goal today when we're recording this. And it's a big day for him because a lot of people were saying he was washed or this and that. It's a huge day. But first, I want to talk a little bit about IP Vanish. Now, there's a lot of things I want to say about them, but let me just tell you my story with them, all right? When I found out that we had an opportunity to work with them, this was huge for me because, as you guys know, when I go to my girl's house, aka my beach house, I don't like saying that because I feel like it sounds like a flex, but it's not really a flex. You know what I mean? When I go out there, I can't watch my football team. Literally, that's their name. So I can't watch my football team, my American football team, because when I'm out there, it's like, you know, you're in the, they call it out of market or in market games. So they block it. So it's terrible. But IP Banish offers a service where, you know, you can use it, put your IP in a different location, and now all of a sudden I can watch my football team.
Your football team. Yep.
Yes. So if a website's blocked in your area, something you can't watch in your area, IP Vanish is an amazing product to use, man. So you can go over to IPVanish.com/stick, and claim your 65% savings, all right? This is an annual plan. It is just $49.99 for the first year with the exclusive discount. This is the time to sign up. IP Vanish is the best of the best. Even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Thrustpilot, okay? And that's more than and that's with more than 6,000 reviews. Do you like my reading, bro? My reading's on point. You can't even tell me.
I was going to say, dude, did you practice before?
I didn't.
Did you practice before? Because you did. You stumble, bro. You stumble, bro. I'm not done.
Remember, it's ipvanish.com/dick to get the deal. And start protecting yourself online. Listen, I'm a beast. But listen, real talk. I had to read that part. This part's not reading. I use IP Vanish. I swear to you, I do. Jay, remember I called you and I was like, bro, I need to watch the football games. They're blocking me out here. He was like, yo, listen, try this product. I said, ooh, let's go. And when Jay told me to try the product, we happened to have been about to use them, you know, be partnering up with them for the podcast. So anyways, IP Vanish, check them out, man. They're a great product. I promise you guys will like them. And yeah, man, so let's get into the podcast. I'm going to start. I want to make sure we do this correctly. Do we start on Messi or do we start on FIFA 22? Because I'm happy for Messi.
Let's start on Messi. Let's start on real football, then we'll go to FIFA. Shall we do that?
Yeah, but I want, let me just quickly say that PSG suck. And they're making Messi look bad, and I don't like it.
Dude, did you? All three of them at one point were literally just walking back and forth.
I don't mind the walking. Listen, when your name is Messi, Neymar, Ronaldo, and Mbappe, you're allowed to walk.
Listen, Mbappe, relax. He's only 21 years old, bro. He needs to run a little bit.
No, you have earned the right to walk, okay? I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with a coach making a team that has stars like this play this defensive. Now, I know they're playing Man City, a great team, but I've watched PSG's football this season, and I just don't like the way that they have looked. Now, we might get into January, or if you're listening to this in January, PSG might be playing great football. But in the beginning of the season, they haven't started well, in my opinion, and it's making Messi look bad. But I will go to the grave with this. Messi doesn't want to be there. He doesn't.
No, dude, no. I don't know if it's not that he wants to be there. I say this all the time, bro. The man's what, 34 years old at this point? He's never moved. Yeah. And he was at home, bro. Like, he was the man at where he was at Barcelona, right?
He's still the man.
That's not what I'm saying, though. Like, I feel like he's trying to, like, you know, at Barca, like, he would just run stuff. I feel like he's trying to step back a bit.
Ronaldo's doing the same thing. Ronaldo's doing the same thing with United, where he gave Bruno the pen. He's kind of just saying, hey, you know what? This is y'all's team. I'm just here to help.
I have a theory on that as well. We'll talk about that.
We're not talking about that conspiracy theory that made him miss so he could take.
Ronaldo takes a spot now, dog.
No, I get what you're saying. Listen, real quick, I'm going to say this like this. I personally think it's like this, bro. When you envision your life, a certain way.
Yeah.
And you've done this certain thing for so long, and now it changes out of nowhere. Uh-huh. I think it's difficult. I think Messi's going through a divorce. You're laughing. But
I don't know if it's a divorce. Maybe a bad breakup, bro.
Listen, Pedri, Fati, those are his kids.
No.
Yeah, those are his little babies. Why are you laughing at me? Those are his babies.
Let me finish.
Umtiti's the uncle that you don't want to invite to Thanksgiving dinner, but he still comes. That's his uncle. He's like, Umtiti, you have to come. I don't want you here, but you can come. Umtiti's the uncle. Yes, this was his family. These were his babies. This was his family, right? Uh-huh. And then, like, Coleman's like the guy they put there to take care of the family, but nobody really wanted him there. And they're like, all right, whatever. I'm serious, bro. And now his family's gone. Now he goes to Neymar's family, right?
Uh-huh.
And Neymar's like, hey, let me introduce you to my family. He's like, and Messi's like, hey. He's like, do you want to meet my sister first? He's like, no, I'm married. You know what I mean? So I think it's one of those situations where it's like he's confused because he's like, man, I've lost everything. Like, that stadium was his house, bro.
Yeah, no, dude, I say this, man. Like, I think we forget as, you know, fans of the sport and stuff, seeing players move from different teams all the time.
Yeah.
Dude, that is hard to do in itself and then go perform somewhere. And this kid, remember, he's been in Spain since he was a kid.
He's now going
to France where, number one, doesn't speak the language, doesn't really know the atmosphere, is trying to figure it out probably at home too.
His
family's all over the place, right? You got to figure out what they're doing. Then you got to play ball. You're not scoring goals.
Hey, but and then on top of all that, listen, Papa. What if he liked a certain coffee a certain way? And every morning he got that coffee for all these years. And now he can't have that coffee no more.
He can have that coffee. He has enough money to buy the guy that made his coffee, bro.
Not if his homie Juan down the street was the one who made the coffee.
Well, he just employed Juan.
No, because Juan has his own coffee shop in the middle of Barcelona. He doesn't want to move his coffee shop. Your kids have to go to new schools. Your wife has to kind of like transition into his new lifestyle. You've lived there for so long. You know what I mean? It's different. But when you're in your house that you've been for so many years, your garage, your cars, you know the streets, you know the party places. You know, he knew where to go, bro. He knew how to move. Now he goes to this new city, especially during a pandemic happening still. Probably doesn't know where to go or how to go. And Mbappe and Neymar might be going out party. He's like, bro, I'm old.
I want to talk about Neymar, bro. And I know the media makes a big deal out of this, but it kind of seems like Neymar, in my opinion, like when you see him on the pitch, he's trying to impress either the fans or he's trying to impress Messi or something, bro. It's like an ex-girlfriend came up and you just want to show up what you've been doing. And that's how I feel Neymar is now, because the links aren't there anymore that used to be there. And it seemed, at least in this game, Mbappe and Messi were linking up a lot better than Mbappe and Neymar. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Messi just makes things look easy, let's be fair, but
I'm gonna tell you the difference though. You know why Neymar and Messi and David Villa and all these great players were able to shine so much for so many years and nobody talked about whether them looking lazy or not? Because they had someone named Sergio Busquets behind them.
Yep.
And people don't understand the value of a strong midfield, the value of players that can allow you to walk around. You know what I mean? And like right now, if you look at United, they can't walk around because they got somebody named Fred. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Now you're still going to win games. Like, you're going to see PSG still win games. You're going to see United still win games because their attack is so good. But having midfielders like Xavi and Iniesta and Busquets allowed Messi to be how great Messi is. If Messi went to City in the beginning of his career and they didn't have a midfield the way they had it, there's another Messi out somewhere in the world. And there's another Ronaldo somewhere in the world, because there's always somebody with a crazy amount of talent, bro. But you don't get discovered because that opportunity didn't come your way. There is, Jay. I know people are like, there's somebody that gifted. There is somebody that gifted out there.
They just didn't get the opportunity that
it happens.
It does happen. I agree. The only thing, and I do agree with this, man, this is why when I watch football, everybody is always talking about, and of course, we talk about great goals and stuff. When I'm watching football, I'm looking at the midfield and I'm looking at the defenders, the center backs in particular.
Yeah.
Like, though, Ganagay, bro, I'm sorry. Messi scored a banger. Beautiful goal. The reason they were able to, you know, just sit back and play the way they were was because Ganagay scored that goal. That man played out of his mind, and Verratti back for PSG as well. He had an incredible game, dude. That the midfield definitely helps, but the problem is that team right now at PSG, in my opinion, like you were saying, that midfield is not set up to actually help. Maybe not know how to play with what they have right now up top. I don't know.
I said all year Messi will score a lot of goals, but I think it will be a little bit more of a struggle because the team just doesn't perform well from the back and the front. Just keeping the ball. Dude, Man City was playing them. The truth is this, PSG won. We're talking about the Man City PSG game way back in the beginning of the year, if you listen to this late on. But we're talking about how Man City was just able to dominate PSG with all those good players, because they did dominate. The scoreline might say 2-0. But City should have scored, and City dominated that game. And it's tough to see players like this being dominated. And the great thing about this conversation is how quickly we can switch into FIFA 22 and talk about how dominant a midfield is in this new FIFA 22. This game is the hardest FIFA I have ever touched in my entire life. But
if you would have said easy, I would have drove to your house and slapped the hell out of you.
But I'm going
to
be honest with you. I like that. I like the fact this game is hard. I just don't like the fact that certain goals are RNG. Like, the game shouldn't be RNG. And we're going to, I'll give you my honest opinion in a minute, but I haven't even talked to you about if you like the game. For people listening, the game drops October 21st. So you guys might listen way in January. The game drops October 21st. A lot of us were blessed to be able to play the game a little bit earlier. Whether they got it through their pro team or whether they got it through EA Sports, a lot of the games are floating around. And this release of FIFA has been very different in the media eye, like, you know, like YouTube, Twitch, and all this. It's been different because people didn't get the game this early usually. So it's a very different release to the game. So many people already have Hulits and Vieiras, and there's people, we're not even on October 1st yet. So I want to jump to you and ask you, do you like the game? How do you feel about the game? What's your honest opinion on the game? Because you are someone that has actually like hated FIFA the last, you have like legitimately every FIFA that comes out, you hate, bro. So before we jump into that, I do got to tell you guys, make sure to follow us on Spotify, on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to rate us, do all that great stuff. Let's get this FIFA 22 podcast, this sports podcast, high up the charts, man. Hit that, you know, support the thing. I'm going to do my best to get people like Nep and Castro and who knows, maybe we'll bring, I was going to say someone like Nick Merckx on, but I don't know if he's ever kicked a football before. I know he's kicked American football. I don't know about a soccer ball, but
Your your teammate now, bro. Maybe you can get him on.
Big Tim the Tatman.
Tim the Tatman from the stadium. You see that?
Two baldies, one team. Yo, complexity.
Hey,
let's go.
I think you both drink the same beverage when it comes to alcohol as well. I'm not going to go ahead
and say it here. Sponsorships.
I didn't say the name. I just said, I think you drink the same thing. So I don't know. But either way, maybe two baldies. Yeah, two baldies, one fatty. I don't know, dude. We'll see. But anyway.
Anyways, man. So I jumped to you. FIFA 22.
Yeah.
You got the game a couple days ago. You've been playing. What's your thoughts?
All right. I like new gen. This is the problem with FIFA 22. I'm going to tell you.
You've played old gen?
Old gen, yes. Listen.
You played it?
I played it, I swear.
You're weird.
I went there.
You downloaded old gen?
I downloaded because people were like, oh my God, it's so much better. I got on it, bro, played one game, literally wanted to uninstall and actually did uninstall.
You're weird. You get why people are saying current gen is better is because they don't have next gen.
Right. Listen, bro, I just tried it because my chat was, you got to try it. It's so much better.
You know you're weird that you go out, you pay $600 for a console. You're like, oh, let me try the
when you go buy when you go buy ice cream and you go to the ice cream shop, sometimes you just want to try other flavors. I wanted to try the other flavor that time. I went back and decided I want my original. Next gen is on point for me. Look, there's a couple of problems. They need to hopefully tweak, in my opinion, but I like that it's hard. I like, even when you're talking offline stuff for the offline people, I like the fact the AI is hard as hell. That is good. Mm. Listen, bro, I'm sick of games catering to people. Oh, I can't learn how to play the game. Play the game and keep playing the game and keep playing the game until you get good. Mm. That's just how it is. I like there's long shots. I like crossing his back. Low drivens, do low drivens, they're OP. I enjoy the different types of play style there is right now. Granted, we don't know what the patches are going to bring.
Yeah.
And it's a little frustrating, man. The keeper's a little bit OP, but I'm going to say this. In previous FIFAs, you get behind somebody, and that keeper was a scarecrow. He'd just stand there and be like, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, the ball goes in. This time you're shooting and boom, keeper can get it. I like that, dude. I like it a lot. I'm not going
to
lie.
All right. So here's my honest thoughts. First of all, man, it's a tough one. The biggest question is, people will say all the time, hey Luis, do I buy skills? Do I buy FIFA 22? I never answer that question. Number one. The first thing is, I don't know someone's financial situations. I buy FIFA every year because I'm addicted to football. It's something that I don't know how to live without. For example, this past weekend I was out on my boat and fishing. And everybody was making fun of me because I had the game on my phone right beside me. And they're like, man, can you ever cut that off for a second? I'm like, nah, bro, I got to watch everything. So I'm just addicted to football. So when a FIFA drops, it's like, I have to do it. I just have to. And people are like, why not PES? I just grew up playing FIFA. So if I grew up playing PES, that would be the answer. But I just play. So anyways, I'm scared for this game because for me, this game, the skill gap is scoring. Scoring's not easy. I was watching players, people like Huge Gorilla play. I've been watching Kid Mamito play. I've been watching a lot of the pro players play. There's a German guy named, I'm gonna mess your name up, bro. You play for Wolfsburg. I think it's Sauzars. It's something like this. I can't understand you, but your streams are brilliant, man. I stare at his face. And I just
You don't even watch the gameplay, you're just staring at the
I'm watching the game and he's speaking German and then I translate it myself. I'm like, oh wow, like he's probably saying this at this point. Like when he takes a shot, I'm like, oh wow. So he's
your imagination is good.
It's really good. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I'll learn German from him. Anyways, I like his play style, so I watched him. I think he was running like a 4-3-3. Anyways, if any of the guys I just spoke of, if you ever want to come on the podcast, just DM me. The play styles are so good. But what I'm trying to say is these guys are great finishers. And you can see the difference between a normal player and a great finisher. And I think the skill gap there is where the skill gap is going to be in finishing. All right. Last year, the skill gap was who could do the more step overs and skill moves. Now, to the 13-year-old kid listening to this, you're going to like the step over game more. You're going to be upset with missing, and you're going to be frustrating with missing, because in every FIFA that we've played since we were kids, it's easy to score. You just pop the ball far post and the keeper can't save it. Well, this year that's not going to happen. Now, I'm EA Sports, let's just say, and I see the 13-year-old kid. I know what's going to happen. This is getting nerfed. They are going they're going to dumb down goalkeepers, and they're going to dumb down long shots from outside the box. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be playing FIFA 21 again. There's going to be auto blocks, and there's going to be all that nonsense, because they will nerf this stuff. I personally think a game should not get the patch for at least the first month. Let the people get to the big cards. Let the people get a weekend league in, and let's really find out what's broken. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I'm one-on-one, it's Cristiano Ronaldo, and I got Messi to the right, and Alisson standing in front of me. When I sweat the ball to Messi, there is no way that Alisson should turn into Mr. Flexible from Fantastic Four and get a cutback. The sum of the saves these keepers make are something I don't even understand. And this is what I mean, the RNG, because if you do the same cutback 37 times, it might only work 60% of the time. That shouldn't be a thing. Like, when you're in a place to score, you got to let that go in. And if you don't let that go in, then this game's not ready for esports.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you. Let's bring this right back. Like a 180 real quick.
Yeah.
Did you see today's game? Silva should have put that in 100%.
Yeah, but
did he miss or what?
Yes, I did see today's game, but here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
I love Eusebio, but he's no longer with us. RIP to him and his family. So what I'm trying to say to you is, this is not real life. In real life, you can't run around with Eusebio, okay?
This is
true. So it's a video game, so long shots should go in, right? Cutback should go in. There has to be some type of fun to the game. There has to be some type of arcadey mode to the game. And I get goalkeepers being good, because listen, Alisson shouldn't get scored on 37 times a game. I see what they've done with goalies here. And I actually like what they've done with goalies here, because good goalies should make good saves. Long shots should go in because it's an arcadey mode. You can't really base this game off of real life game, because in real life, you don't have lag. Okay. Because in real life, when you get COVID, you take a break. Okay. When your lungs aren't working properly, you don't play. Right.
Yeah,
in this game, your lungs just go out, like you start getting lag. So you can't really compare the two. It's very hard. All I'm saying is I do think in the box, goalkeepers are too strong. And then the outside the shots, you know, I think finesse shots are perfect. Me personally, I think long shots are good. I think long shots go in sometimes. Sometimes they don't go in. And I think that's what a long shot should be.
Go on. I was going to say that, in my opinion, I think the time needs to be. I was going to say the same thing early. I was just going to get your opinion first. I like the keepers are hard. There are some fixes that I would like to see done, but not drastically. Keepers need to be tuned down a bit. I'm not talking about
in the box, outside the box, you're good.
Like, it's just fine. Not the whole knob this time, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
The big thing is this, and EA Sports, I hope you see Zorro or anybody out there, if you watch this podcast, bro, you know what I mean? Listen to what I'm going to tell you, bro. The long shots will make the kids like the game. Because
I agree.
The kids want to do stuff they can't do in real life. That's why we play video games. You know why you play Call of Duty? Because you can die and get back up. You know why you
play instead of going to war yourself, just get back up.
You play GTA? Because you can steal a car and not do life in prison. This is why people play these games. Because you want to do stuff you can't do in real life. I want to see Fred bang a long shot, because I know I'll never see it in real life.
No, you don't want to, dude. You will be so mad though.
No, let's I won't.
Bangs one on you.
No, I won't, bro. I want to come up against Fred and I want him to bang a 30-yard long shot. I want to be like, wow.
I like long shots. I'm not gonna lie. I like where it is. I think it needs to be tweaked.
You know why I like long shots? Because there's a way to defend them. If you're a skilled player, and the pro players will catch on very quickly, they will move keeper and they will stop your long shots. So there's a way to. There's a counter to long shots. There's not a counter to auto blocks in the box. And that's why I would rather something be broken offensively than defensively. So if long shots are broken or go in more often than not, this is a good thing. Because when we get into the weekend league and someone's playing one depth, come back on defense, park the bus, they now have to guard the middle of the box, the middle of the pitch, and the wings. Because if you cut inside on Messi's left foot, there is a chance that's going to hit the back of the net. Because if you don't know yet, Messi and Salah have the best finesse shot in this game. There's not even a question in my mind. Messi, for the first time, is the GOAT in FIFA.
Yeah.
I played with Messi. I played with Ronaldo. And Messi is incredible.
His dribbling is nice too.
Dribbling, the movement, the finesse. For the first time, they've made a FIFA where one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT, can be the GOAT. Yep. But they're going to nerf it. They're going to nerf it.
You know what else?
The game don't need to be nerfed. I'm going to jump to you in a second. The game don't need to be nerfed. Goalkeepers need to be tweaked.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The player receiving the first time pass needs to be tweaked. Because sometimes, bro, the player will just let the ball roll. He'll just be like, hey,
he'll just stop, right?
Yeah, and that needs to be tweaked. There's things that need to be tweaked. But before you go nerfing the game to the ground like you did last year with stepovers, listen to the community first. Now, there's a lot of people are going to rage. The casuals are going to rage. They're going to be very mad at scoring goals. But you know why they're going to be mad, EA Sports? Because last year they enjoyed getting one auto block and then spamming the through pass and then doing a cross ball shot and scoring. And they can't do that no more. Had someone in my stream tell me the other day, hey, Skills, last year I was getting elite. This year I can't even win games.
There's a skill gap now. That's the truth of the matter, right? Like now, yeah, bro, you can get a through ball, but again, with a keeper there to save and you getting in the right positions, there's actually a skill gap. I was going to say two things. I also like the fact that multiple players, I know we haven't found the meta, the formations, we don't know it yet, right? But I do like the fact that you could play multiple players in different, not multiple players in different positions, but multiple players that play that position. You can play different players, right? Like there's a bunch of other players you can use. They're usable. I like the game, bro. There needs some tweaks. Dribbling is a little bit weird for me. I want it, like, at least on new gen, it feels a little bit stiff. If they tweak that a bit where it feels a little bit more fluid, I think it would be nice. But I do like the fact that there you can use a lot of different players there. Of course, everybody's going to go to the big cards as soon as they can. But the game where it's at right now, man, I feel like there's a skill gap. I feel like I am not going to lose to somebody who just picked up the game for the first time. And I've been playing this for like 10 plus years or whatever it's been, right? And I'm going to get scored on by a kid that just literally one button, two buttons, a one through ball, one shot, boom, done.
Here's the thing. I'm going to keep it a full stack with you. I'm a top 100 player. I've been getting top 100. I've done the number one in the world. I've done the 40-0, the 30-0s. I've done that. Okay? Mm-hmm. I won three drafts in a row, and now I lost four in a row. I don't do that. I don't lose drafts. I don't lose drafts. I'm going to keep it a full stack.
Oh, now you're right back to being the plebs, no, like all the rest
that.
Of the plebs.
No, it's not about that. What I'm trying to explain to you is I'm not winning every draft.
That's good.
And I ain't crying about it. The reason I'm not crying about it is because I haven't perfected my finishing. And I feel like finishing is a big, big skill gap. Now, do I think there's a huge skill gap in this game? I don't know. I don't know what the skill gap's going to look like because you won't know the skill gap until everyone has the big teams and everyone is playing each other and how the game actually looks, right? Yeah. Because, like, I've seen people been playing with this Hullet, and I'm going to tell you something. Hullet looks like you know why you're paying 7 million coins. But that's the way FIFA should be at times. I know it shouldn't be a pay-to-win game, but at the same time, when you pay 7 million for a card, that card should outshine any midfielder you have in the middle of your park. And I was watching a couple people play. I think Tex had him. I was watching a few different people play with Hullet, and I know Kid Mamito had him. I was watching Kid play with him, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, man, my Bruno is not even getting close to that thing. That thing, he is everywhere. He wins headers. You can tell the difference in the big players from the small players. And I know people don't want that because then it becomes the pay-to-win game. But at the same time, when someone does pay a lot of money for a really big card, it needs to be effective. I personally think finishing will be the skill gap this year. I truly, truly believe that from the bottom of my heart. But at the same time, I feel like R1 dribbling is going to be a very big thing. I feel like that's going to be a huge, huge thing. And I think once people have and understand this game, you're not going to see pro players or elite one players or top 100 players losing to gold three players anymore. Because I believe once they got their finishing down, it's very like a gold three player gets a one-on-one against a pro player. Doesn't mean it's a goal right away. The keeper could still save it.
Yeah.
But if a pro player gets a one-on-one against a gold three player,
he's most likely, they're going to finish it.
And I think that's what's going to separate the good from the bad. I just think we need time to learn the finishing. I'm not saying this game is good. I'm not saying run to the store and buy the game. Because do I think this is the best FIFA that's came out on release? Not even close, bro. 18 was the best released game until they patched it to the ground. Is this game going to be a good game? I can't tell you until weekend league starts. Do I like the changes they made? I kind of do. Now, Foot Champs, and we'll jump to that conversation for a minute. Foot Champs is no more top 100 or top 200. I like this because they forced all pros to PlayStation. So when you force that many great players to PlayStation, you can't have a top 100, a top 200 system no more.
It's tough when it comes to that. Can I say what I dislike about it real quick?
Go ahead.
What I dislike about the game, and I don't know what it is with EA, and this is not me taking shots at EA, man. I like where the game's going. I don't like the natural dropback of FIFA 22.
Me neither. I don't like it at FIFA 21 either, or FIFA 20.
Yeah, no, but like it's not even like I'm playing 70 depth right now on my team, and my team is being pushed in. It kind of feels like when your opponent has the ball that you have no control, even though your tactics are set for your team to, you know what I mean? You just keep getting pushed in and pushed in and pushed in.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I'm nervous about is it goes back to a 21 situation where people are going to be playing 10 depth, one depth,
that's,
whatever.
That's why you need finesse shots. That's why finesse shots can't go.
I agree with that. But that's the only, like when it comes to like the team movement, that's what I dislike is the natural drop back. But besides that, man, I'm actually enjoying this game. Yeah. And you know, for a fact, I've hated the last three.
Yeah,
I've hated the last three installments of FIFA. I couldn't stand them, bro.
I want to make sure I could possibly get canceled for saying this.
Oh, God.
I'm not afraid to say it because I think it needs to be said.
Okay.
Us as human beings over 20 years old, we are making the kids soft. As adults and EA Sports, you remove the record because you don't want children to look at their record and get discouraged from playing this game.
I mean, that's good for me though.
Hold on. That's the only reason the record's not in the top left no more. Let me finish. They do it in Madden. Uh-huh. In sports games now, they're hiding the records. By next year, the record will no longer be there anymore. They're not even going to show us our record in anything. Because now we want to give, hey, man, you participated. Here's a trophy.
Yeah.
Get good.
Yeah.
It's time to get good.
Yep.
You think Messi scored that goal today because God was like, hey, here, look, your left foot's amazing. Just go play one time. No, bro. That's days, years of working and no McDonald's. You know? Do you think you get a stomach like mine?
Hey, you don't think he
by
eats
eating
McDonald's
salads? Though? That's a lot of years of pulling up to a Burger King and saying, "Yo, can I get some chicken nuggets?"
No, bro. That's definitely a lot of protein he's putting into his body. Stop playing. It's not eating salads, bro. Stop.
I'm just saying, bro. In life, if you want to be good at something, it takes
you gotta
effort.
Work. You gotta
you look
work
at these
for
pro
it, man.
Players. You look at these pro players. Mm-hmm. They're spamming this game.
Yeah.
They haven't even heard a female's voice in 5 weeks in a week.
No, they probably did, but they don't know where they're at.
They're just chilling right now, and they're like, yo, listen, I'm going to be honest. I guarantee you, 99.9% of the pros haven't washed their ass in a few days.
That's kind of gross, bro. Why? Bro, stop.
They're waking up. They're sitting on their seat. And
greasy
they're going
hair
in.
And all, bro. Just
bro,
like
they don't care.
Like crust still in their eyes and stuff,
wanna
bro.
They
want
to be good. You know what I'm saying? And then when they finally go take a shower, they're washing their ass in the shower. You know what I'm saying? And they're thinking to themselves, man, how did Alisson make that save? And they're analyzing it back in their head.
They're replaying it in your head while they shower.
This is what you do when you want to be good at something in life. Well, actually, no, you take a shower, though. Take a shower.
No, take a shower, bro.
Yeah, no,
don't take hygiene tips. Like, now I know I feel bad for your fiance, brother, at this point. You're not showering. Is that what you're saying right now?
Look at my head. My head is shaved. That means I took a shower. I shaved my head in the shower. I'm good.
I haven't been over, so I don't know, bro, but get in the shower, please.
I told you I lost four drafts in a row. That means I'm showering, buddy. All right? Otherwise, I wouldn't have lost those four drafts. If they had stinky balls, and it would have been over, bro. Stinky balls, and they weren't getting nothing.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's
Yo, there's no chance. I got my fiance here, my fiance's mom. I got to smell good, man. I'm out here. I walk by her mom. She's like, wow, you smell like ass. Like, oh, it's FIFA. Hey, don't worry about it. It's FIFA season.
Just started. Let me play my games.
Hey, nah, man. It's a crazy thing right now, man. You know, and I don't know. I feel like we're going down a way where the kids just don't really.
I feel old, bro, when I say this, bro, and I'm not even that old. So I don't want to, you know, comment. So like, no, I'm not that old. But listen, I think it's just been a generation thing, bro. I think everything in general, just not in video games anymore. Bro, you remember...
But yo, I'm going to say it. Not behold, it needs to be said. It's not the kids' fault.
No, it's not the kids' fault.
It's our generation's fault. We're pushing this down on them.
You know what happened?
We're moving the record.
You know what happened? They're mad. Like, you know, my mom was kind of hard on me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So now they grew up and they're like, you know what? I don't want to be like my parent was to my child. So you know what? I'm going to be soft. Problem is everybody cries now about everything and everybody expects everything handed to them, bro. People expect the game just came out. It's not even fully released. Let's be real here. It's October 1st. The game gets released. Yeah. Okay. And people expect to turn on the FIFA. Pro players even have to, like, they have to play too. They have to learn, bro. It's not boom, automatically I'm going to get elite without trying, bro.
True, true.
You have to learn. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what works, what doesn't work.
The point of this is, I keep telling all my viewers too, don't give up, man. Don't give up. You know, if you're an elite one player and you're not getting wins right now, that's fine. You were an elite one player at one point. That means you have it in your hands. You know what I'm saying? And you'll get it back. You just gotta get it going, man. And you know what? Look, man. On that being said, I want to take a quick second to speak about our next awesome sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Take a quick second, take a quick break to talk about Mint Mobile. It just sounds good, doesn't it? Mint Mobile.
I don't know how I feel about you moaning in my ear. I'm just being honest with you right now.
Mint Mobile, man. If you guys are sick of those long-term contracts, you know what I'm saying? You're sick of dealing with, you know, those, you sign with us, you get a year of this, a year of that. Listen, man, Mint Mobile is an awesome, 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 awesome product, man. For just $15 a month, you got the 5G network, everything you need, man. Everything you need with Mint Mobile. Let me tell you about this, man. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/stick. One more time. That's mintmobile.com/stick. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. One more time. At mintmobile.com/stick. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, man, you're sick of those long-term deals, man. You stick all those contracts and stuff like that. You got to go over there, man. Mintmobile.com/stick. You know what I'm saying? Get involved with them. You got the 5G network, so your texts are not going to be slow when you're texting about FIFA 22. Your Matt Ollison saved your save. You know what I'm saying? When I'm texting my brother, he's about Ollison, Lord East making that long range save. Yo, Mint Mobile, man. It's a great product.
And just make sure to go, every single time.
You know what I'm saying? When they answer the phone, like, hello? Like, I got Mint Mobile. Anyways, man, make sure to check out Mint Mobile. Hey, I appreciate you guys being a part of episode one of Stick Talk season two. But yeah, man, to get back into the conversation of just...
Soft.
Not soft, because again, I just think it's a thing when you're removing records and you nerf stuff to the ground because this is what's going to happen. The people right now that are playing FIFA, some are mad, some are not mad, but some are just the people playing FIFA right now are football fans. We're like addicted to FIFA. The truth is this: if you're playing FIFA right now before October 1st, you're a fanboy.
Your summer sucked basically, and you've been waiting for this. Yes. You've had to scratch an itch. And you got it now.
It has to be said. I know you're going to be mad at me when I say this, but I'm going to look you in your face. You're a FIFA fanboy.
I'm
talking to everyone listening, everyone watching this, everyone seeing this. Jay, if you played FIFA before October 1st, you're a FIFA fanboy.
Yeah.
You knew there was an early access. Mm-hmm. You knew a way to find the game early. You paid $100.
Yep.
You could have taken that 15, got Mint Mobile. That's all I'm saying. You could have got yourself IP Vanish. You could have done a lot of things with that 100. But you know, you chose to pay a lot for this game when you can. I think you can get the game for $60, $70, something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I'm a fanboy because I always get the Ultimate Edition, so it's every year. It's the same money. You know what I mean?
I also want to say one more thing to the community listening.
Yes,
I'm A9 skills. I've been doing this for about 10 years. Y'all need to stop acting like you got free FIFA points. You paid for those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. People keep saying, hey, I got free FIFA points. No, you didn't. You paid $100.
Can I say something about that? Hey.
I like it.
I do like it, but everybody's like, oh, man, RTGs. It's not an RTG no more, right? Because you couldn't put money in.
It's gone.
If you have FIFA points, you use those FIFA points.
It's gone.
It's no longer, quote-unquote, RTG.
It's
dead.
Gone. It's gone. Let me tell you something. I haven't started my RTG yet. I'm gonna start it.
I haven't either.
I'm gonna start in like December or something like that. I'm waiting a little bit, maybe November. But the reason FIFA's RTGs have slowly started dying since about 20 because SBCs make them a little bit too RNG. You know what I'm saying? Like if you looked at like my boy Nepenthes, if you looked at his RTG last year, bro, he had every single card that you could have in the game. And it's just because he knew how to use and abuse SBCs, and then he got lucky sometimes in SBCs. If your luck is terrible.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You're screwed on your RTG. My RTG got nothing last year. I think I was hearing like like Kids RTG got like a bunch of like crazy players, like icons and or something. I don't know. So it just depends on. Remember that year my RTG got Ronaldo twice or something. That
was Ronaldo won to watch and all this crazy stuff, bro. So your luck was insane.
It's too RNG, but and now with the 4,600 FIFA points, it just makes an RTG much easier. You know what I'm saying? Like on my new Draft to Glory channel, I'm taking that 4,600 FIFA points and I'm showing people what you get if you just go into a draft every single time.
Win or lose, yeah.
Win or lose, you just show what you get with it.
Because that's a whole lot of drafts you're getting with that 4,600 right there.
How many do you get with that? I actually haven't done the math.
It's 300 per, so in 600, that's two. I'm bad at math.
No, I'm doing it.
You got a calculator?
This is something that I'm telling people to do a lot of, you know what I'm saying? So that's 15 draft entries. And I want to tell you guys right now, this is very important for me to tell you guys. Now I'm kind of like giving away from the series a bit, but you can watch on Foot Drafts, youtube.com/footdrafts. That's literally the name of the channel. I'm up to almost 100K after entering the draft three times and I haven't won a draft.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Have you, I don't know if you said you lost three drafts in a row. I was wondering if you lost all
of
them.
I have not won a draft and I'm almost at 100K.
That's so insane.
So what I'm trying to explain is right now, if you get the game on October 1st and you get your, or before October 1st, and you got that 4,600 field points, instead of throwing those things into packs where you're probably going to get nothing, use it and see what you can do in foot drafts. You know what I'm saying? Because after my first two, I was over 66K already.
Wow. After that's two actually drafts. Impressive.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
After
that's
two impressive. Drafts. And then in my third one, I'm not going to say exactly who I packed, but it wasn't a walkout, but he was Brazilian and he was a midfielder and he sells for a lot from the Prem. And I hit him. You understand? And when you hit something like that and it sells for like 20, 30K, now you're chilling. I'm up to 100K pretty much after three drafts. So I tell people, yo, use that 4,600 FIFA points wisely. Because now if you were good at the market, which I'm not, or if you're a good SBCer, somebody could flip that 100K into a couple of
bills. Not going to lie, bro. I already told you. Listen, man, I don't know if the weight's been changed, but do those two player packs, boys and girls, because those things hit different.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be all FIFA long. But guys, make sure you use these tips we're telling you, because I'm telling you right now, man, drafts in the first month and month and a half of FIFA, you're gonna get paid whether you win or lose. You can have stinky balls, or you can have normal balls because you shower.
Or you can powder your balls. Either way, you are gonna make some coins, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Hey, so nah, man, it's one of those things for real, man, where, you know, whether you're taking showers or you're no-lifing, whatever you're doing on this game, make sure that you're using your time effectively. And I truly believe, you know, draft is a good way. It's sweaty. You know, and
but a little bit, get upset. Like, the thing is that I try to tell people, man, with this game, if you have not played, and even if you are just playing, you're getting upset with it, bro. Everybody gets frustrated. Don't get mad right away because you need time. Just give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And I hope EA does the same thing when it comes to patches. Give it some time.
You know what I wish, man? Mm. I wish I had the same dedication that I give FIFA's when they release. In the gym. In the gym.
Oh, same, bro.
I would look like Vin Diesel. You know what I'm saying? I would look like The Rock.
The Rock. You
know? Because this game be absolutely trash sometimes.
You kind of do. You kind of do look like The Rock. Hand. Just a little bit, bro. You're almost there, bro.
Hey, so listen, like, if I put the same dedication, like, because, yo, like I said, the game's so frustrating at times, especially with the goalies like this. If I just, like, came the same, like, dedication of, like, never giving up on this dumbass game, I would look like The Rock, man. But again, guys, I do think it's a solid FIFA. Me personally, man, a lot of people will hate me for this, but 20 and 21 were such a bad experience for me. That playing 21, it feels like even though it's so hard to score, it to me, it actually feels like a different FIFA. It feels like something completely different to me.
It's refreshing, honestly. Like, not getting in and not having a clone, basically, of what you had the following year.
Yeah. We're not saying this clone's better. We're not saying this gameplay's better.
I'm not saying it's better because we don't know where it's going. I'm telling you right now how I feel. I like what they've done, but there needs to be some tweaks. You wanted to talk about this, and I want to actually get your opinion on this. Because we kind of went into it. Yeah. The new system for foot champs and also rivals now, because in my understanding, it's more competitive in rivals now than it actually is.
When you get up to the top 100 point, so for you to compete now, you have to be in the top 63, I believe it is. I believe it's somewhere around the top 63. Something around there, right?
In rivals, right?
In rivals, to be able to compete in the tournaments. I like this. I 100% like this. But here's the thing. For me, the weekend league not having top 100, top 200 is really sad because it's something that I really thrived on doing and really enjoyed. But it was a really bad system. And I'm going to explain why it was a bad system. Now, if you go 16-4, 16 mm-hmm. wins, 4 losses, you're going to get the same rewards as anyone else. That's the new top 100, but it's called mm-hmm. rank one.
Yep.
Now, I like this system for two reasons. First of all, you forced everyone, all the pro players to PlayStation. And number two, the reason I like this system.
because they moved off your console? Is that what you're saying now?
Because Jay, you have to think. There was already pretty much 200 people on PlayStation going 30-0, and now you bring the Xbox players in.
This is a problem.
You would have had to take it to like top 600 because no one would have fit. The second reason I like this, and if you get offended when you hear this, then you were one of them. A lot of pro players cheat. Okay.
Yeah.
They avoid each other with Discords, and they snipe other people with Discords. This is a 100% proven thing. There's proof all over the place. Mm-hmm. So now that doesn't really have to exist anymore because now you don't have to do 30-0. You just got to go 16-4 or whatever it is. And if you really want to compete in pro tournaments, now you play the pros because you have to be top 63. You're not going to be dodging people because you're going to have to be in that. You need to beat people to get that 63rd spot. Well, I think it's top 63, whatever it is.
So whatever the number is.
To get the pros. So I like the system because now Jimmy, who's at home, who's not a pro player, can finally get the best rewards in Foot Champions because he's on the same playing field as a pro that would have been dodging people.
Yeah, I mean, there's still going to be the whole like sniping certain people to try to screw up what they're doing and stuff. But I do like the fact that the pro scene, and I think we might have talked on the podcast about this. I even was talking about this before, and I'm sure we've had the conversation as well. I like the fact that it's not champs is not the pro scene. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because it's too much dodging, too much, trying to only get home games. There's a lot of fixing matches basically into your benefit. But the one thing that kind of gets me, I mean, it's good for the casuals. You know how we've been saying casuals, it's not really catered to casuals as of right now. The gameplay, you actually have to put in time and stuff like that. I do feel like the new system for champs is catered to casuals in the fact that it's tough to get in and you have to do it every single weekend. I like the tournament, by the way, before you actually get into weekend. So if you guys that are listening don't know, you have to get, as of right now, points might go up. It's like 1500 points from rival points. You grab those points, then you can qualify into a tournament, a playoff, they call it. You play the playoff, and in that you have 9 games to get into actual weekend league, which is the finals, right? And then the finals, you have 20 games in there. The playoff games is out of 9 games, you have to win 5 games and lose 4. I don't really care, honestly, for me looking at it. I don't like the fact that they're giving a point for losing because now it's you get, 4 points for winning, 1 point for losing. So as long as you show up, you're getting rewarded. So scenario being, you win your 5-4, you go into the weekend league, and just say, just for the hell of it, you're like, you know what, I'm going to go only play 20 games, or I'm going to lose all my 20 games. You still get rewarded for losing every single game in the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I feel about that because, again, it's that whole like participation trophy thing. Oh, my kid showed up, so he deserves something. You get what I'm trying to say?
In this scenario, I actually like it a bit more for the simple fact that the ELO-based system just doesn't work, right? In FIFA, the ELO-based system just doesn't work, right? If you want to find the best 16-4 players, then for example, two of the best players on PlayStation is Diddy and Joxen. Okay, they're like known to be the two top players on PlayStation. Right now, you have more players coming in, like the kid Mamitos, and I'm talking about for the NA. You got more people coming in now. But if Joxen and Diddy never face each other, and they're just facing everybody else, the ELO system's not working properly. So for the people that are the unlucky ones to face Joxen and Diddy because an ELO system doesn't work properly, they should maybe get a little something because they're pretty much the guinea pig and they're just thrown to the wolves, you know, because like there's a very big difference between the top 100 player and even more importantly a player that's competing in pro events every weekend or every other weekend to an elite one player. There's a big difference between a top 100 player and players competing in a pro tournament every weekend. There is a massive difference. If people think, nah, you're crazy, but I'm telling you, a top 100 player to an elite one player is literally like City to Aston Villa. I'm being serious. It's that much of a gap. And people would think I'm crazy.
I thought you were gonna say sheriff to Real Madrid, but then that
don't do that. Hey, real quick as we go on, I want to say a few more things because I feel like I left some out right there when we were talking about Mint Mobile, because they do have some really, really cool stuff. I do want to let you guys know this one more time, man. Mint Mobile, right? If you're not 100% guaranteed with them, 100% like satisfaction. Is that how you say it?
Satisfaction guarantee?
Yeah. You have a 7-day money back guarantee. Like, no cap, you know what I'm saying? $15, $15, use your own phone, 5G, no more contracts, your phone, all that great stuff. I'm telling you, man, they're the first.
If you don't like the service, you can get your money back, man.
They're the first company to do it online, man. So no more retail, cut middleman, none of that, man. So make sure to check out Mint Mobile, man, one more time, to get your wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped right to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/stick. That's mintmobile.com/stick. Cut your wireless bill, $15 a month, mintmobile.com/stick. I just want to throw that in one more time because I felt like I left some stuff out. You know what I'm saying? And Mint Mobile was cool enough to
the reading sometimes messes you up. I got you.
Nah, man. It's just, you know. But yeah, so anyways, like I was saying, man, I like the new system. I'm gonna miss top 100.
Hold on. Cause I know. Like before with us, it was record, right? I hate the fact that we can't see the record, man. I don't know. I know you pointed this out.
Let me tell you what I really hate about not seeing top 200. So Anthony misses the competitiveness in me of just trying to get the 30-0, and I didn't do it last year. Sadly, I only got 29-1. But AA9 Skills misses the banging video views. I'm going to keep it full stack with you.
Yeah,
there's a difference in this. So as Anthony, I'm like, damn, man, I missed the competitiveness of top 100. And then the AA9 Skills part of me goes, man, those 200, 300, 400K videos are gone now. That sucks. Right? Because it was this awesome, easy. Well, it was easy if you were showing someone else's content, their top 100s. But when you were doing it, when I was doing it myself, it was kind of hard. But when I started showing other people's top 100, it was such like an easy video.
That's maybe why you got 29-1 last year, bro. Because you were showcasing other people.
Because I was showcasing other people instead of trying to get it myself.
Yeah, the stress was off, bro.
So that kind of sucks. But, you know, I don't really, the way I look at it is, I'm a person that's never put myself first. And I think about someone like Jimmy, who's in their room and missed top 100, even though they've gone 29-1 so many times. And now here come all these Xbox players to make it even worser for them. I think that's a problem, man. And now you just have to get 16-4. You get the same rewards as somebody who goes 20-0. I think it's kind of cool. Do I think people that go 20-0 should be more rewarded? That's what the rivals, we're going to see what happens with rivals and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think the new system where, you know, and I think we even said, dude, I remember this conversation. It might have even been with Nep when he was on, or maybe it was just a regular call. Pros should be playing pros, and the fact that they weren't playing pros in most cases to get to where they were getting to was that annoying, because it was hurting the Jimmies. It was hurting me. It was hurting other people because I would get somebody, and, you know, I get the elites. I get the elite ones, the twos, and the threes, but I'm not on your level. I'm not on top 100 players. I'm not on pro levels. You get what I'm trying to say? So that would screw me. I like the new system. I do. People are kind of worried about the playoffs thing where it's like only 9 games and you have
to win
5.
That's a problem. I'm confused myself. Hold on. I'm confused myself. It says there you have 7 entries.
Yeah, you have 7.
Now, is that 7 for the entire season or 7 times you can try to get in a week?
I thought it was 7 times a week, but people are telling me it's season.
I heard it's a season. I heard that it's 7 times a season and a season lasts a month. That means that means
you get one try.
You can't mess up. You get so 7-8 would be for the whole month. I think it's 45 days, so it might be a little bit up, but there's 1 week where you could possibly, that's a problem, right? Because to get, you have to win 4 games. Hold on. Do you have to win 4 games?
You have to win 5 games out of the 9.
Okay. So here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who play this game can't go 3-1. And that's the truth, because people, let me explain something. People in the FIFA community have this misconception that going 30-0 is easy. That doing 20, 29, that going elite one is easy.
Yeah.
Most human beings who play FIFA are lucky to go 50-50.
Yeah.
You are an average player if you go 50-50. I'm being 100% honest with you. You're an average player if you go 50-50. I think you're a good player if you go above 50-50. If you're winning 65% of the time, you're a good player. When you get past the 75%, now you're great.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the, you know, I have 1,000 wins, 100 losses. You are the elite,
go.
Buddy.
You are
the Messi, the Neymar, the Mbappes. There's levels to this. But people seem to think that going 50% in any video game makes you a very good player. Not like not a great player, but you're a good FIFA player.
You understand the game. You understand the game. Good.
Yeah. So now you're telling somebody, yo, you got nine games, you got to win 5 of them. For a lot of people, they will never see the weekend league. And then it's the whole saying, you know, get good, mate.
No.
And it's true. It is get good. You know what I'm saying? But yo, Arsenal lost to Burnley. I actually don't know how that fit in there. I'm sorry.
I don't know, but didn't they win against Spurs though?
Doesn't count.
Isn't Arsenal winning the league now, bro? That's what I'm hearing all over the internet, bro.
Doesn't count. And no, I was gonna go somewhere with that conversation, but then I realized completely, it made no sense.
It's the thing is for me, if it's 7 times per week, I feel like that's more than efficient.
Nah, it can't be 7 times per week. It can't be. There's no way they're giving people 7 entries. It's gonna be 7 times for the season. That's gonna be a lot of Jimmys and Billys and Bobs.
That also kind of sucks as well. For the fact that it's going to be even harder when it comes to the 16-4.
It's not going to be easy to get 16-4. Yo, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm on my way back to Xbox. I'm going to play Castro. I'm going to play Castro 20 times. But listen, if we just split Castro, we're going to be chill. He's the only one on Xbox. I'm going to be there with him. We're going to if we split, we almost got 16-4, bro. Yo, because nobody's over there. It's just going to be me and Castro high-fiving each other, matching each other every game.
I don't know. If you've been playing FIFA, I think it was 17, 18, the only way to get into actual weekend league was the whole tournament thing.
Yeah.
Which I really liked because guess what? You could have made it to the last game. If you lost, you were out. You had to start all over again. Good luck.
I think only the elite players should be in foot champs. That's what I think. I think the only elite players. And you know what I like about having to qualify every week? Now you have something to do on FIFA.
See, that's the thing that kind of...
No, I like it, bro. I played rivals like one time and in the whole 2000 lasted the whole year. I never done it again.
Yeah, I like that. But listen.
That's weird.
Hear me out.
That's weird.
But listen, it's already... They already did a nice thing of dropping it down to 20 on the weekend, which is fantastic. No, but
Jay, because you're forcing everyone to just play FIFA on the weekend and not giving nothing new during the week except for SBCs. Well,
you can go do rivals to go play with the pros.
To do what?
I don't know.
See?
I don't know.
Give people something to do outside of the weekend league, bro. Like, you played weekend league, and they're like, oh, I don't have to play FIFA until next Friday. I mean, that was butt cheeks, man. Like, some people want to have stinky balls the whole week.
Let them
have stinky balls the whole week, bro.
No, that's not good, bro. You think people are going to separate? You think people are going to start separating their tournament games like they did in weekend league? You think people are going to do like 2 games a day, 3 games a day until it gets to the actual weekend league? Because you only have to technically win 5, right? So you get 4 points for each. You need 24 points.
I don't know. I watched the streamer last night. He was qualifying already. He was already getting it in. I think people who enjoy FIFA competition.
Hold on. Was he playing already for the playoffs to get into weekend league?
Yeah, I was watching him. He was playing foot champs. It was Hectic Jukes. I was watching him. He was playing foot champs. And I was like,
how's this man playing foot champs?
Yeah, he was playing foot champs. I was like, how is he playing foot champs? Not to be qualifiers.
Listen, bro, this 4 days is awesome for me. I love it. And I know a lot of people out there love it. But the fact that people are already qualifying for weekend league, right? And the game is not even released. It's a little tough.
Hey, man, the stinky balls is out there, man. And they're going to be the good players. Don't get it twisted, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got people out there losing weight right now.
I need the people with the stinky balls to learn the game and then teach me their ways. That's what I need.
Hey, look.
I'm not having no stinky balls, bro.
If you get this game on October 1st, before you send a tweet to EA Sports, man, just give the game a try. Try to learn finishing. Listen, man, I'm not trying to flex when I say this. I'm a person who's gotten top 100 multiple times. I've lost 3 drafts in a row, huh? Like, I'm serious when I say this, man. Like, the game's a struggle. It's hard, but I like hard stuff in life, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, chat, if hear me out like this. Everyone listening at home, bro. If every girl or boy you walked up to and hit on, you got them, it would not be fun no more. Right?
Well, that's just because we both ugly, bro. Because if you're pretty, you get whatever you want. That's how it works, no?
Hey, wait, I got a wife, buddy. What are you talking about? You better relax. Hey, calm down. I'm ugly, but damn, relax, bro.
You got lucky, my dude.
Hey, I am hella ugly, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes in life, stuff is man, you think if people liked easy roads, Ronaldo would go back to Manchester United? Nobody else wanted him.
Bro. He wanted to go to City instead. He no, just he
didn't. They, don't they even didn't, say that, yo. United fans will slay you.
Listen,
you're getting canceled. You're getting canceled. Everybody's like, hey, lock him back up. Don't let him talk. Don't let him talk. Don't let him talk, man. Lock him back up. This is why I don't let him talk, guys. I'm telling you. Guys, man, it's been an exciting episode, man. I want to, before we end it off, I want to get top five players that you used. Good, bad, the uglies. I guess I'll go first.
You probably play with the really big ones.
Best cheap player in the back, close to mine. Unbelievable card. Unbelievable. That he's daddy. Call him Papi Chulo. He plays better. In the midfield, I've really Kevin De Bruyne is the worst thing I've ever touched in my life.
Wow,
I think
really?
It's terrible. Yeah, Bruno's nasty. Kevin De Bruyne is so trashy. But the surprise of the week has to go to my fellow Baldy. You know what I'm saying? The team that I supported today because I love them so much. If you guys don't know, Liverpool played Porto, and I was singing, "You'll never walk alone."
The problem with that, bro, I'm the same with you when it comes to that, but the problem is it's not good for our league.
Nah, who cares? They got smashed 5-1 by Liverpool, and I enjoyed every second of it. It was a beautiful thing. I was hoping Salah would have put 7 in. I was like, oh, vamos, Salah. Anyways, so what's
the Baldy that you enjoy so much?
Fabinho.
Really?
Yes.
His car doesn't even look all that good, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, listen, I don't look good on the outside neither, but Ray loves me. So all I'm saying is this guy's a stud. Hey, yeah, I promise you, 10 out of 10, you will bang again, buddy.
Oh, hey, wow.
I was playing, right? And I was like, man, what happened was I got a red card. I took someone's, someone thought they were going to score on me. Rod destroyed that boy. Straight red card, straight to the locker room. So next game, I was like, man, it was squad battles, by the way. Yo, squad battles be hard this year, bro.
Squad battle harder than actual playing rivals.
So next game, I throw Fabinho in, and I go online. I'm like, oh, Jesus, 60 pace. What a guy. This guy clamps up the entire midfield by himself. You ain't never seen nothing like this.
Let's say I got to pick up my team, bro, because I kind of need somebody in the midfield for sure.
Unbelievable. Up top, two best players. Salah, inform Messi.
You all up in the Prem already, huh?
Salah is, man, yo, nasty. Stop playing with that boy. I don't know what's going to happen to the inform Salah because it might go up, but he's going to get so many informs because he's that guy. Salah will get a Ballon d'Or before he retires. Messi, they're starting to slow down. They're getting older. Salah's Salah's age? Jay, he's good. Salah's that guy, man.
What, in real life? Or are we?
Salah's that guy in real life, buddy.
I don't know. Get a Ballon d'Or.
Oh, he's 29. Maybe not.
I mean, 29. He's still young,
Messi
bro.
Messi's still young. Nah, it could be a tough.
But Messi might retire at PSG,
he's
bro.
He's good. This guy, this good. Nah, Messi retired Barca.
No way. Anyway,
he'll probably go back there and do like one game.
Nah, he's going to go to the MLS for the money.
But then he'll go back to Barca for like one game, put the jersey on. They'll be like, oh, gracias para todo, me gusta tanto. And then it's going to end.
And it's going to end?
Yeah. And then that's the end of the Twilight, buddy. So you got to read the book to find out what happens next. listen, so yeah, man. So you get, and then one more, Salah, Messi, Fabinho, Klosterman, and best goalie, Ter Stegen. Guy's a stud.
I haven't used it really good goal.
I hope tomorrow Benfica puts 37 past him, but it's not going to happen.
Same, brother.
Destroy him.
We have a chance. Coleman has no, like, his tactics are really bad, brother.
Shut up, dude. All right, give me your five, man. Five best players you've used. I heard you didn't like Dembele. You're stupid.
Dembele is awful, brother.
Quick question.
Awful.
Question. Huh? Did you push the shoot button?
Yeah, push the shoot button, bro.
So what happened?
He didn't score. That's what happened. He's a bum like he is in real life. Listen, right, anyway, my favorite player up top, bro, you're probably going to laugh at me. Haaland, bro. Haaland's out of control. Nasty. Dude, this man has a 3-star weak foot in this game. It doesn't matter. Left foot, right foot, bro, head. This man scores all types of goals for me. Haaland, my best striker that I've played with, bro.
Do you think he has stinky balls?
He has definitely those. Majin Buu has some stinky ass balls, bro. Listen, he is good. He is good as hell for me. I love him a lot. He's fantastic. You're going to laugh, bro. Lucas has been my guy for like two FIFAs in a row. Lucas Moura, a little short, baldy guy, bro.
I was playing with him in something. Playing with him in a draft. He's nice.
He is nasty for me,
nice
bro.
Nice shot on him. Yeah. Another baldy. Baldy's taking over this year.
Yeah, I like the way he plays. So those two up top for me are working really, really nice. Midfield for me. You know who sucks as well, by the way?
Oh.
Dembele, biggest fraud on the planet, but also Sané. Sané is horrible from the Bundes, bro. German Sané, bad, bro. Horrible. Trash. Don't touch him. Malin's also bad, too. Anyway, midfield would probably have to be, yo, you know what card is actually really, really good? Stats don't look good.
Witsel, bro.
Witsel just needs a little bit more pace on him, bro. He is nasty good.
You think he's Fabinho with hair?
Yes. But I he just needs, oh man, if he had just a little bit more pace, bro, he's in all the right places, does the nice movements, goes in for, oh man, I loved him. And then for my back line right now, man, St. Juice has been my best guy. I'm using, I'm switching around because I have, I don't know how to say his name. I call him Lacrosse, you know, the French guy. But it would have
he's
to
nasty.
Be.
He's nasty.
Yeah. I call him Lacrosse. I call him Lacrosse.
I call him Lacrosse, man.
yeah. Him. And then, my favorite though is, Kevin. How do you say it? Mbabu, baby. Go ahead. Do it for me one time.
Mbabu, baby.
Yeah,
him. How you say his name. Hey, but listen. can I tell you the new move of the day?
Sure. Tell me.
I packed VVD and discarded him.
Stop playing with me right now. Why did you do that?
I was really excited.
Uh-huh.
And then I discarded him.
Why?
I was able to recover him, but
that's
yo,
clickbait, bro, stop! You use clickbait, bro.
I haven't. It's not even gonna be a YouTube video. I'll show him packing, but I'm not gonna show me discard. Are you crazy? I'm not gonna show that part.
How did you do that,
bro? You can't make up like, bro. Do you play FIFA? I'm like, nah, yo, I discard him, bro. And I was like, oh my god, I couldn't even believe I did it. And
yo, your luck has been turning. I've been seeing some things, bro. Your luck is turning for sure.
Not really. I got VVD and Bruno lately. That's really. But I've wasted a lot.
You got Goretzka. Who else did you get yesterday, my guy? You got some stuff yesterday, bro. I want Goretzka so bad. Is he good?
I didn't play with him. I sold him.
Oh, that's tough, bro.
I don't put steroid players on my team.
What do you? That's all Maxwell, bro.
Have you seen the Barca players? They are swole like the Rock in 1 week.
I need
Barca
first
Bayern. What are Bayern doing over there? Give me Bayern's personal trainer.
You see Alphonso Davies during the summer, bro?
Dude, he has no neck. These players, they go, they're skinny. They come out, they look at them, they have no neck. If you send Messi over there, his thighs going to be bigger than...
Oh, stop, bro. They have those machines in Germany, bro. They're all high-tech over there, bro. They're walking through machines coming out the other end like the Sims, bro.
I don't know, man. Hey, guys, look, man. It was the first episode of the podcast. Guys, you can check out my brother's YouTube channel, his Twitch channel, man. Everything is what?
JTunes Plays, and then my Twitch is JTunes Gaming, and then
check them out, bro.
Yeah, and then Twitter's at Real JTunes.
Yeah, man. And then for me, you know, A9 Skills YouTube or Foot Drafts, the new channel, man. We're gonna build up a brand new channel.
Oh, by the way, sending out the good juju. I'm getting Ronaldo Team of the Week. I mean, one to watch.
I like that.
I'm just saying that's mine this year.
Before we get out of here, man, I gotta give a huge, huge thank you to Prediction for helping us with today. Always helping us put the podcast together. But more importantly, I also want to give a big shout out to IP Vanish one more time before we get out of here, because they are lit. Now I'm gonna tell you a story one more time. I go to I grew up loving this one beach, right? So eventually I got a beach house out there, but I don't really like saying it, bro, because it sounds so weird. So me and my girl go out there a lot, and I'm a big football team fan, the Washington football team. But when I go out there, I can't watch the games because they do like this blackout in the area type thing. So luckily, IP Vanish was a thing. And if you want to watch games out of your market, or you want to get on websites that are not allowed in your market, whatever it is, IP Vanish will take care of you. IP Vanish will 100% take care of you. Their annually plan is just $49.99 for the first year with the exclusive discount. This is time to sign up. IP Vanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Thrustpilot. And that's with more than 6,000 reviews. So guys, make sure to check out IP Vanish, man. They are unbelievable. Remember, it's ivbanish.com/stick to get the deal and start protecting yourself today. Guys, I'm telling you right now, man, you will not go wrong with IP Vanish. I use this product. I can fully tell you I was able to watch the games at the beach house. I was so excited, bro. But yeah, man, go to IP Vanish.
You're so excited to see what we're watching, right? Like, were you actually watching the right game? I'm just wondering.
Well, I was back home to watch the Bills game, them get destroyed. But because IP Vanish, I was actually able to watch them win a game.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was exciting.
That was.
Go to ipvanish.com/stick. Claim your 65% off, man. Guys, I love you. Season 2 is back in full effect.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This was the JTunes episode. We'll get Nep on. Nep was going to be on today, but he's moving houses. And I guess he's like setting up his office and stuff like that. Or maybe he just hates us, one or the other. But this we want to get a lot of guests on, man.
I didn't have time. Sweaty balls type syndrome, maybe.
Who said that?
That's what I'm saying. Sweaty balls syndrome, maybe.
Yeah. We'll have a lot of guests on, man. Sometimes there'll be guests, sometimes there won't be guests, but there will always be conversations. If you guys ever want us to speak about something, please feel free to DM me. You know what I'm saying? Or you leave a YouTube comment, whatever. You could check us out on Apple Music, Spotify. Rate us, like us, get us up the charts. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to become the best FIFA podcast in the world. The champions. I got to go because I'm going to sit here talking all day. Jay, do you want anything that you want to say?
I love you guys. I missed you guys. And football is back, baby. I'm so excited. This is my favorite time of year, bro. FIFA, football, Champions League. Oh, man. It's the best time of the year, bro. Best time of the year.
Holidays coming.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's going to be a wild one, man. Look, man, I love you guys. I appreciate y'all watching. You guys are the best at listening, watching Spotify, Apple Music, Twitch. I will catch you guys later for a stream. Thanks for watching. I appreciate you guys. And bye!
Adios.